Who goes there? Who am I? I believe I asked you first. I can see that you're human, but what's your business here? Every year, around this time, your kind comes here near my territory, and then you scare away all the animals, and my flock has to fly further to get a meal. I don't care if you mean to or not, it's the correlation. Humans come in, wildlife runs out. You said you're alone. Well, you're either brave or stupid. I'm not a normal harpy. My kind have been known to be protective. Such an easy target means we might be more inclined to go out beyond our territory to make an example out of a would-be intruder. Don't mean any harm. Take the hint. We don't want anything to risk the flock, especially not with winter around the corner. You're strange for a human. The only thing you have with you is that device. Considering I don't see any of those rectangular noise machines, I'll hear you out. So, you're here because you want to see the site of the supposed witch trial? I've never seen anything of the sort. It's just forest over there. So you mean to tell me that the entire reason that my flock gets so many uninvited guests is because of some legend? You humans are all kinds of messed up sometimes, you know that? It's bad enough that you bother the living, but the dead as well? A handful of people lost their lives to some speculation and fear, and you throw a party on their graves. So, what are you? Some kind of advance team? Some high-class guy who wants to see if it's real before spending time on a real blowout?
Yes, I want to make sure that the punch bowl is right where they left the girl's hanged body a few hundred years ago.
If your next sentence isn't something justifying your presence, I'm going to call my sisters and you better hope that you can run faster than we can fly. You're looking for ghosts. Buddy, there's plenty of places to find ghost girls. Trust me, I would have seen them if they were here. Alright, now you're not making any sense. You're expecting me to believe that there's another type of ghost? A ghost created by means other than magic and mana? Oh, so you don't actually believe this. Then why are you here? Oh, I get it now. You're here because someone who believes in ghosts dare you to come here. If you were too scared and refused, you would be going against your belief. Typical human ego battles. But you know what? I've got nothing better to do, so I'll just let you go through. But be warned, I'll keep tabs on you at all times. And I wasn't being entirely truthful. There is something out there. It's just that I don't want it to be common knowledge that a house that old exists in the middle of our territory. It's quite nice here. Doesn't get too cold in the winter, and plenty of food to hunt or scavenge. I'd hate to have to relocate because it became more of a hassle than it's worth to maintain. Follow me. Don't just stand there, come on. So, you can run. So here we are. What exactly are you planning on doing? Well, I'll tell you this. The house is in so much disrepair that anything heavier than a hatchling would go straight through the floorboards. In fact, it's actually quite odd that no matter what the weather is outside, the house itself remains standing. I wouldn't go inside, though. As you can see, I don't exactly have hands to unbury you if it does collapse. Whoa. You're pretty jumpy for someone who doesn't believe in ghosts. It's a forest. I would honestly be more scared if something weren't messing with the bushes. Look, I'm no expert, but I'm pretty sure any evidence of most deeds would have long since faded in the few hundred years if it wasn't written down. The smaller the group, the faster it vanishes. Then some schmuck comes along and makes a month of the year, and the fate of that group matches the theme enough for the light to be shed on them. The way I see it, our flock protects them as much as we protect our territory. So, answer me this. Is it that you don't believe in ghosts, or would you rather believe that the dead are resting undisturbed? What the hell was that? Human, does that device of yours have a light? I think I saw other humans use it for that reason. The door opened by itself. Strange. Trees are pretty dense here for enough wind to do that. Human? Back away from the house. Fine. You made me do this. Look, I'll explain in a second. Just don't try and get out of my talons. That should be enough distance. Hey, hey. Calm. Calm, that's it. Look, Black Harpies, we have a pretty good danger sense. It's part of the reason why we're so on edge all the time. When you took a step towards that house, I felt the urge to run. I didn't even know I had that urge in me. Something was in there, and whatever it wasn't happy to see a human. It probably left us alone because we keep our humans in the trees with us. But I've never felt that kind of hatred before from something that wasn't a human. If it was a ghost, I think it's safe to assume that it's not resting. Not because it can't, but because it doesn't want to. Well, I can't exactly say that I'm happy with how that turned out. But maybe you can make it up to me. How? Consider this your price for getting the caring side of a Black Harpy out. Did I catch you by surprise? You're practically burning up. It can get a bit chilly at night this time of year. It's nice to have a personal heater. Good boy. You know, I didn't take you as someone who squirmed, but I'm glad I was wrong. Don't worry. It's not like you'll need them. Besides, we can get you new clothes once you're back at my nest. And you'll be a good boy for me, right? I know you will. You know what comes next, right? Oh. You fill me up so nicely, but don't get too full of yourself. Harpies are normally smaller than humans. Joking, by the way. Did you really think you could get passage through Black Harpy territory and not get claimed? You were mine the second you entered. That's not to say that I wasn't enjoying myself. I guess not every human is bad, though some of you can be very annoying. I don't envy the girl who gets my position next. Well, we've got a lot of work to do before spring. Don't worry. I just need you to keep those arms wrapped around me and that cock of yours hard. I can tell that you really like the way my wings feel against you. Are they nice and fluffy? Oh, I'm flattered. I take a lot of pride in making sure my wings are clean. It's kind of pointless since we don't attract our mates, but it makes me feel good, and seeing you enjoy yourself is a plus. I hope you don't mind if I go faster now. I can feel you thrusting up into me. I heard that boys like you lose control when they feel good. It's so cute. Yeah, you're pretty cute. What? I can't be affectionate towards my husband? The reason why I'm such a bitch to everyone outside the flock is because I don't trust them. Gotta keep the flock safe. But now, I gotta keep you safe. And soon, we're gonna have a whole nest of hatchlings to keep safe as well. For now, I just want to be as close to you as possible. Too sudden? I think you're a little bit late with that line, human. Though, for me, I know you're not a threat. And I know you aren't fighting against me. I'm willing to keep you safe and protected for the rest of our lives. It's a no-brainer for me. All I ask in return is that you don't mind the clinginess and my inability to stay off of you. Oh, fuck. I'm getting close. Thinking about all that, it really gets me going. Are you getting close? Good. Don't hold back. I'll take everything you can give me. That's it, good boy, good boy. Fill me up. I want all of your cum. I can feel it. Oh, that's it. Must have been really pent up, huh? Hey, don't pass out on me. We're just getting started. I guess it is late for you. All right, but only because I need you well rested for tomorrow. And you have to promise not to squirm out of my embrace. Okay, but if you absolutely do have to get out of my wings, I'm not making it easy for you. Good night, human.